Hey, this is Darius from the Swing Others, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
How about a more dramatic one, Darius, where you really feel like you love this radio show and you really just can't wait to hear it?
This is Darius from the Swing Others, and I have to tell you, you are so stoked to be listening to Radio Like You Want right now. It's amazing!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
All right, everybody, calm down. Now, calm down, everyone. Radio Like You Want, back in action. My name is Mike. And, oh, Flag, what the hell are you doing here?
Listen, man,
you decided
I'm back
to show up this
to
week?
Rock the motherfucking house. You were brilliant last week holding down the fort.
Had to hold it down solo style. You were off gallivanting around, but now you're back. Concentrated, and we're going to bring you the best show you've ever heard.
Or the best show you've ever tasted.
Or the best show you've ever smelled.
The Swingin'
All the senses
Udders,
will be used
friend.
This week.
The Swingin' Udders, a legendary punk rock band. Some say San Francisco, the streets of San Francisco.
Some say Oakland.
Spawned the Swingin' Udders. Some say the streets of San Francisco might spawn the Swingin' Udders. Many great alumni have been in and out of there. I talked to Darius. Not Darius Rucker, although he was in the Swingin' Udders.
Wait, they had two Darii?
That's right. A lot of people don't know that, but actually Darius
Did they
Rucker,
have a derriere?
Well, one of them was Darius Arian, who went on to do a lot of white power stuff.
Darius
the other was Darius Rucker,
stage name?
Who went on to do Hootie and the Blowfish and a lot of great bands. So you're going to enjoy this interview. But we got all our regular features.
We got Hootie on the Blowfish on here?
Of course, about three doors
down on here tonight.
We got all kinds of shit, and we got our regular features, of course. We got It Came from the Garage.
We got the Estrogen OD.
We are going all the way around the world with the Globetrotter.
And you never know who's going to break in the studio and just decide to take over. I mean, weird things have happened.
Yeah, you never know.
And we got some new tunes as well. New stuff from, the Swingin' Udders, of course. Tons of new stuff from them. We got new stuff from Paranoid Visions featuring Steve Ignorant of Crass. And, of course, Snuff! Right here on Radio.
One.
Speaking.
Hi, this is Mrs. Fard from Newport Beach, California, and you guys are doing a great job on Radio Like You Want, and I'd like to hear Therapy by the Damned. Maybe both of you could consider getting some. Thanks.
Therapy.
There, Captain Sensible from the Damned. You're listening to Radio Like You Want. Yeah.
First band right there, the Nips, back from 1978, All the Time in the World, one of their first singles. big influence on our guest, the Swingin' Utters, I would assume.
The Swingin' Utters are digging the Pogues and always have, as far as I can tell, Mike.
Well, did you ask them about it?
I did ask them about
it. Okay, well, don't blow the interview.
Yeah,
we're going to find the answer later. Let's
give that away,
cliffhanger.
We've got to keep people guessing through all the different segments.
The damned before that. By request from our website. Somebody actually went to our website and used the new functionality, the new request button we put on there. You can record a request right there.
We've had girls doing it, Mike.
Miss Fard from Newport Beach.
God damn.
She loves the damned. We love the damned. Everybody loves the damned. All you got to do is go on the website and make a request. RadioLikeYouWant.com has the functionality you need. Snuff started things off with a brand new one. Mumbo Jumbo 45321, perhaps, is the name of the new record.
Fat Records marches on, Mike. I'm telling you, just now, when they're as unhip as they can possibly be, they're the bell bottoms of punk now, Mike. You mark my words.
The bell bottoms.
Fat will be back. With
there's a lot of bell bottoms out there.
Snuff was always one of
the mom
tightest
jeans
bands,
of rock.
Yeah, and they had the drummer singer guy.
Yeah, they had a drummer and a singer.
No, it was a drummer singer.
Oh, that
guy.
Was a singer.
Like,
was like
Phil Collins.
Like Phil Collins,
right.
Right.
In fact, Phil Collins was in Snuff.
You know,
Snuff
Phil Collins, such
time.
An international success. It just makes me want to go out, oh, I don't know, maybe globetrotting? Globetrotter! Wow, dig that new intro.
I like
the
brevity.
Let's get right to the point, goddammit.
Where are we going?
All right, we're going to Guyana by way of the UK. This is Eddie Grant's first band, The Equals, Police on My Back. You know this one from The Clash, right?
Well, I'm a running, police on my back. I've been hiding, police on my back. They were shooting, police on my back. And the victim really won't come back. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running down the railway track. Could you help me, police on my back? They will catch me if I dare drop back. Come and give me all the speed I had. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What have I done? I'm still running down the railway track. Could you help me, police on my back? They will catch me if I dare drop back. Come and give me all the speed I had. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running down the railway track. Yes, I'm a running, police on my back. Yes, I'm a running, police on my back. Yes, I'm a running, police on my back. I'm still running down the railway track. Could you help me, police on my back? They will catch me if I dare drop back. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running, police on my back. Yes, I'm a running, police on my back. Yes, I'm a running, police on my back. Yes, I'm a running, police on my back. What have I done? Tell me. Tell me something. We'll be right back.
Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, features editor at punknews.org. Last week, Mike and Black brought you an old song from Steve Ignorant in Crass, and this week I'm going to bring you a brand new song from Steve Ignorant in Paranoid Visions. This is called Rock and Roll Revolution, and it's got Steve doing his old classic Crass. Bark, 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 bark.
On the program today, punk. What is it? What does it stand for?
And then, sometime later, the same question was asked in a slightly different form. They were asked,
and what happened to Crass?
Crass. Paranoid Visions Crass. Featuring Steve Ignorant of Crass.
Rock and Roll and Revolution.
Rock and Roll and a Revolution.
And that's brand new music on Radio Like You Want. Woo!
Wow, listen to that DJ voice.
Hi.
Say something in Wolfman.
Listen, oh, I'll tell you what. You got that. You got
I didn't
that
say take a crap.
Growling.
I just said say
oh, boy. I feel like I needed to make a bowel movement.
All right, Paranoid Visions featuring Steve Ingner, No Crass, Rock and Roll and Revolution. That's from the Louder Than War 7-inch series presented by the one and only Mr. John Gentile. Before that, we heard Beck, Electric Avenue, live from 1997. Doing an Eddie Grant's cover there. And we heard Eddie Grant's first band, The Equals, doing Police on My Back from 1967, kicking things off with our Globetrotter.
That was a brilliant little tie-in there, Mike. I like the way you get...
It's like a jigsaw puzzle. It all,
you know,
just fits
it all
together.
Just kind of fits together. It's like genitals on pavement, you know? Eddie Grant. From Eddie Grant, somehow you get to Paranoid Visions.
Genitals on pavement. It's not, like not your first band. I mean, you guys never really put anything out, but you played a couple gigs.
That was actually Pavement. The original name of Pavement was Genitals on Pavement, but they, you know,
their
the label
Warner
told
Brothers
them,
to made them pull back a little on that.
Just go
all right, you talked
pavement.
To the Udders. The interview was just great. I can't wait to hear it. Everyone's so interested. Let's hear one of their new songs.
Something. The Swingin' Udders. I'm here with Darius. Darius, what is it about librarians that's excited rock and rollers since Buddy Holly?
The shushing. There's something sexy about the shushing, right? I don't know, man.
And do you think, like, contact lenses really hurt the whole librarian thing?
Oh my god, laser eye surgery?
Because, I mean, without glasses, is it really a librarian? I don't think it counts.
I don't either. It's not as sexy.
This is like your 85th record for Fat, right?
Oh. Yep, 86.
Poorly Formed is the record. Now, was this done in classic Fat fashion, recorded here in San Francisco, knocked out?
It actually started being recorded in Fat fashion at Motor, where we record everything, pretty much. And we did record there, and we mixed at Jingletown Studios with Chris Dugan, who's Green Day's dude, and that guy is pretty awesome. So that was cool. That was the best part of the whole recording process, is probably mixing with that guy. So that studio is in Oakland.
Oakland. It's kind of like San Francisco, but with black people.
Exactly. Jack and Johnny wrote a lot on this record. One of the songs that Jack had, he just had music to it, but he had the title for some reason, which was Poorly Formed, and I totally loved that title. I pretty much thought immediately that should be the whole record title, just because it sounds cool to me.
You're referring to Jack. Of course, that's Jack Dalrymple from One Man Army.
Jack, a lot of people haven't really realized how long he's been in the band, because he doesn't do a lot of touring with us. He doesn't do a lot of the East Coast, Midwest, this big West Coast kind of run. He doesn't do a lot of stuff because he has problems getting off work and blah, blah, blah. But he's been in the band for almost 10 years now. And he hasn't written anything for us until now. So he finally got off his ass and wrote a bunch of songs. We've been trying to get him to write songs for a long time. So he gave the music to Johnny. Johnny wrote melodies and lyrics to him to, like, over half the album.
Well, what what's the track we should be pumping from Poorly Formed? You make the call.
Let's do Stuck in a Circle.
Swingin' Udders.
All of my own is here for you. I swear it's true. Although these consequences seem to break us in the two. It's not just a fancy for false words. Moments are true. It's not some fantasy or falsehood sent from far out of the blue. Sometimes the only things I stumble on are words. The pain is worse than falling down a flight of stairs. Fall in a circle, it all comes back to you. We're all recycled, put together with old news. All of my thoughts are yours to keep. It's all for free. They come with my memories. Good and bad, simple and true. Not trying to get out of this cheaply. Fill up with hope or a false sense of security. But that I'm getting too old. Sometimes the only things I stumble on are words. The pain is worse than falling down a flight of stairs. We're all in a circle, it all comes back to you. We're all recycled, put together with old news.
Darius, you're on the road now. It's you, it's Johnny P. Bucks, your longtime co-conspirator, a cast of thousands. It keeps you eternally young to rock the mic.
It does, and they're doing all right, man. They're still getting in there and mixing it up. It's good. There's energy still.
And there's energy on this new record, Poorly Formed. The last couple records have more been like the Darius show in terms of songwriting, but this one had more coming from the world of Jack and Johnny.
Yeah, this one's kind of strange that way. It's a little bit all over the place. Even me and Johnny wrote together in a different way. He just handed me lyrics to songs, and I wrote music and melodies to that. And I don't know if we've ever done that before. I usually co-write with him where he has lyrics and he has a general melody, and I kind of write around the melody. But he didn't. He just had lyrics, and he said, write everything to this. And then Jack wrote all his music, gave it to Johnny, and Johnny wrote lyrics and melody to that music. So we just worked in a way that we've never really done it before, so it's kind of cool.
Did you think you were getting into a rut, and now you've sort of busted it?
It kind of does, because even though I think our records are a little all over the place stylistically, it's still my songs and Johnny's songs, so even if they're all over the place, it's still, you can still tell that we wrote the songs. It's not, like, different, at least not to us, so yeah, I think so, because Jack's style is completely different. Definitely the songs that Jack wrote, we've never done anything like those songs.
We better hear something brand new, Radio Like You Want.
Nice.
I love shit with shit for
Others were always like a working man's band. I mean, do you guys have that identification, Joe Lunchpail and Regular Guy?
We are a working class band because we work, like literally. I mean, I'm a fucking plumber, so that's pretty working class. But I don't like to use it as a fucking advertising kind of slogan. I don't want to be working class. I want to be a rock star. I don't want to fucking be a plumber.
Well, is that the difference between American bands and, like, British ones? The British ones would sort of celebrate that whole concept of being working class, and American bands are more like, you know, hoping to hit the lotto, you know?
And oh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we are working class, I guess, in the sense that we're not phony. We don't say a lot of bullshit we don't care about or don't mean on stage. And that's really one of the reasons why we never did hit it big. We don't give a shit.
I think people just kind of feel the sincerity of this group of friends that's remained relatively constant over the years.
Like, me and Jack were talking about this the other night. He was just like, isn't there some fucking bullshit detector in the back of your head? And I was saying that, yeah, there pretty much is a bullshit detector in the back of my head. That's why we don't have all the crafty, you know, stage banter and cool punky haircuts and stuff. It's not who we are, you know.
Did you feel like there was a different vibe when you guys started, like a sort of limitless potential? You know, it really felt like, wow, this could go anywhere because it was just the right moment for it?
Yeah, we didn't, that's funny because we didn't really think about it like that at all. Like, we just kind of, well, like you were just saying, kind of like a very sort of workmanlike way. We were just kind of doing it and it was great because it was the 90s were, as you know, were a good time for punk rock. I mean, it was amazing, yeah. I mean, it was pretty limitless, and it was great. I mean, it was a good time, and it was easier. Everything's easier when you're younger. Touring was so much easier, and I could stay up all night and do all that kind of crap. But, yeah, now I need bifocals.
Well, that's why I didn't take any notes for this interview, because I wouldn't have been able to read them anyway.
Exactly.
You know, I have to hold things out, like, 4 feet from my face to see them now. All right, Darius, out of the vaults, this is Jackie Jab, Vintage Swingin' Udders on Radio Like You Want. I'm back with Darius on the road with the Swingin' Udders. Now, Darius, you guys never came on like you were Celtic or Welsh. Isn't it about time that you guys got identified with one of these like special little subgroups?
I'm glad you bring that up because we actually sort of, in a half-assed kind of way, have always been identified with the whole Celtic thing. And, you know, they always say Celtic-tinged songs on a lot of our albums. And it's always kind of bummed me out because I've always been a huge Pogues fan, so obviously that's where the influence comes from, but I don't have 1 ounce of Irish in me. I've never tried to write an Irish song at all.
You're one of the only guys I know who's from Finland.
I'm a first generation American. I'm half Finnish and half Iranian.
And Finnish and Iranian. Is that where
my parents are from there? I mean, that's, you know.
Incredible. So is there some kind of dramatic Darius's folks escape from Iran story?
No, they just came over
Can you make one up, like something like Argo?
Yeah, they swam from, no, I don't know.
Your dad was like a proto-punk rocker, but he couldn't do his music after the revolution, so he had to escape.
There you go.
And then he passed it on to you. We need a hook, Darius. We got to have something to sort of pull people in. Wasn't Freddie Mercury Iranian as well?
Yeah, see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and they loved him, so, you know.
Not a whole lot of fans, though.
Are the Swingin' Utters starting to drift into, like, pansexuality? Like a kind of Freddie Mercury thing out on
that
the road?
That would make us a lot more interesting, but...
You guys could be, like, against me. Wait, like, if Johnny started dressing up or something?
I'm totally open to that. I think there's a distinct possibility. You know, my agent told me that you weren't going to bring any of this up. I have a signed contract, man.
I got to get those letters coming, Darius. I got to get our listenership up here, man. I mean, you know, to charge the kind of ad rates I need to on the podcast.
My God.
Well, that sentence was poorly formed in the new Swingin' Utters record. It's called Poorly Formed. Darius, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Radio like you want.
Pretty teammates and Uncle Dave. You can't be saved. I'm gonna go shop down Union Square and misbehave. And drink margaritas with a passion kid. It make her sick. Another set of souls, what did she say? Please don't say Nick. Pour some beans now on your plate, son. You're much too close, could you retreat some? I'm not about to fucking tell you. Got C6 at it from a garden hose. She just froze. She turned blue while the angels screamed. And no one knows if business here was such a waste. He had no taste. I'm gonna ride charge out of 47 just in case. Pour some peas now on your plate, son. You're much too close, could you retreat some? I'm not about to fucking tell you. Cross up me now on your jump run. You're much too young, could you relate some? I'm not about to fucking tell you how it's run.
Run, run, take a drink or two. Run, 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 take a drink or two.
The motherfuckers are poorly formed, Mike.
They're poorly formed pouring beans. Pouring beans right there from Poorly Formed.
Swingin' Utters.
That's
brand
quite a
new
little
music.
Bit of a different sound there. They got the, looks like the
they
Jack
Dariable,
or however you say his last name, took over the sound there.
That's right. Well, Jack, who's new on the scene, reinvigorated them by coming from One Man Army.
Yeah, I kind of felt like I was hearing a lot of One Man Army
family.
There, which is actually a good thing.
I was enjoying it. Brand new Swingin' Utters. You got to go out and get that. The Fat Revival continues. We're the One Man Band. Pushing, crying in the wilderness for facts.
Please,
for facts,
where are
please
you?
Facts.
Well, we heard a lot of good stuff from their new record. We heard three cuts there. Poor Beans, as I mentioned, Stuck in a Circle, Brains, and Librarians Are Hiding Something.
And they are. You know that it's true.
And then, of course, a classic there, Jackie Jab, which I believe, what, you did a cover of that, didn't you?
With I did do a cover of Jackie Jab, and it had something to do with mocking some guy from Chicago. I don't know how it came
Wouldn't
out.
Wouldn't that be you, some guy from Chicago?
I'm more than just some guy from Chicago.
Some schlub.
I am the Windy City, Mike. Let me tell you.
Oh, did you invent that place by any chance? And you produced one of the Swingin' Utters records, right?
I did. The one about bottles and baubles and bangles
really?
And
wow.
Bluegrass.
Tell me all about
beans.
It. I just went, oh, my God. Look, good Lord.
The wolves are at the door, Mike.
Wolfbane is a blooming. What are we hearing this week, Blag? Garage.
Well, you know, we
something
went,
heavenly, I hope.
We went to
something
a groovy
God.
Place. This one's about, I heard this through the Cramps, oh. As I heard a lot of the greatest songs of all time. But this one, Freddie and the Hitchhikers, where are we going with this?
Sinners. To hell, probably.
Gonna go down there, yeah, you better be right, sinner, you better be right. If you ain't right, you're going down there,
Krusty. Hey, yo,
Lord,
yo, yo, Krusty, Jesus Christ.
Even your oldies are too much
hey,
for me.
Hey, man, that's a collectible right there. Sinners.
Let me show you the work of a great religious lady, what? Michael. Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And believe me, she never sharted on disc, Michael. This is a classic from the sister.
Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. Up above my head, music in the air. And I really do believe, joy somewhere. All in my room, music everywhere. All in my home, music in the air. Up above my head, that is music in the air. Well, 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 I really do believe joy somewhere. Up above my head, music in the air, music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. Up above my head, there is music in the air. You know, I really do believe joy somewhere. All in my home, singing right there. Up above my head, there is music in the air. You know, I really do believe joy is the fire.
I think you should hip your classy listeners to some Zen Gorilla. Thank you. Rock on.
See the highway, I've been there.
with Gospel Tent doing their Ode to Gospel. By request, no less. I'm telling you what, get on the request line, RadioLikeYouWant.com. Press the button, make a request. It's just that easy, my
it
folks.
It is easy as fuck, Mike. I mean, a truly retarded and ignorant person could do it.
That's right, because we tested this thing on Blag first. He did it, so that proves it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of crusty curmudgeon before that, man, just putting the skids on Sinner, throwing on his gospel fave, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. I tell you what, though, I got to say,
she's a religious man,
she is an amazing rock and roll figure.
She's humping away on a Gibson SG, Mike.
That's right, Blag.
The woman is rocking the house. That was from the 1960s, but she was busting it out like that way, way before, decades before, Mike.
You got to catch the PBS American Masters program they just did a few weeks ago on her. It is a must see.
Sometimes I masturbate to the PBS news women, you know, the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that make me weird at all?
Yeah, very.
All right, thanks, man.
Just want to make sure you knew
Zen
that.
Zen Gorilla, San Francisco's one of their finest live
Via
acts.
Delaware.
A couple of...
They own the state of Delaware.
We claim them in San Francisco.
That's right. 10 years have gone by. It's amazing to think that since they've split, but...
Jello used to say, Zen Gorilla!
I've seen him at every show. He was like right up front.
I really enjoy this band.
Eight ball jacket, pumping his fist. Just like the lady.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
Oh yeah, time once again for the softer, caring, touching, eight ball jacket side, pretty like you want. All right, I can't believe we haven't played any Runaways here as far as this estrogen OD thing. What the hell's the matter with us? We got to play some Runaways. Here they are.
Has begun the attack.
I'm only 10 years old, dressed up like a punk, cause my daddy told me so, dressed up like a punk. Daddy is my blue shirt, daddy is my pimp, daddy is my blue shirt, daddy is my pimp.
We'll be right back.
my blue shirt. Daddy is my favorite. Daddy is my blue shirt. Daddy is my favorite.
Teenage gang debs. They all talk, fight, and love just one way. Dirty. They're as mean and vicious as a cement jungle they live in. Teenage gang debs, the go-go girls who go too far. Kick happy, underage, oversexed. Girls who won't take no for an answer. Teenage gang debs.
Come on, everybody, get a partner!
Yeah, get me one,
yeah,
too!
Yeah, baby!
Come on, yeah!
Get a partner. You gotta have a partner. If you wanna be a black belt, you gotta have a partner, then you move on the floor. That way you learn some more.
Yeah!
Start with a front punch. Then do another front punch, and then you do a side kick, and then another side kick, and baby, that's all you do, and then you're a black belt too.
White belt,
you are just a beginner.
Yellow belt,
you are still a beginner.
Green belt,
well, you're starting to move now.
Purple belt,
hey, you're getting the groove now.
Brown belt,
baby, you're starting to play now.
Black belt,
come on and shake that thing now.
Yeah!
Teenage Gang Debs from the soundtrack of that obscure 1966 movie, There You Are Black Belt 2. Tits before that, Daddy Is My Pusher, a punk band out of Holland, 1978, and The Runaways with our SJOD, Is It Day or Night Flag, that gets us up to date and out of time.
RadioLikeYouWant.com. It's got all of our shows, downloading for free, streaming for free. You got to get up on there. You can write to us, interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com. Request what you want, but you know even better. Go to the motherfucking site and make that request. And it's so easy. Push the motherfucking button, Mike.
You heard a couple examples tonight. Now you can do the same. Also, check us out streaming online Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, punkradiocast.com. Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, realpunkradio.com. And we're supposedly we're featured on punknews.org, but who knows? All I do is come
out. When that I suck and smoke, try to face some desire to what their pride is. But
greedy, worldwide.